home and all that.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. In for Brian Whitman is Arsenio Hall. Yeah.
You ever have people around your woman and influencing her in the wrong ways?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
spending too much money?
Yeah. You know, I have friends who have money they could wrap me up in and bury me, you know?
Right.
And the worst thing is for your woman to say, well, Magic bought Cookie. I don't want to hear what Magic bought Cookie. I ain't got no magic money. You know?
He's loaded, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Movie theaters.
$200 million.
Lake of History. He got his own plane now.
$300 million.
Coffee, Starbucks in every ghetto. There's the Magic Johnson tampons now.
He's got the TGIM. Thank God it's Magic, so whatever
yes,
that is.
Yes, yes, yeah.
TGI Fridays?
Yep. Anybody that can replace Friday with that name,
yeah,
it's a bad boy. He's the Prince of L.A.
Yeah,
what's
for
up,
him,
Irv? Irv!
You've been to his house. You hang with him, right?
Yeah, I guess. See, now that's the definition of a true friend. Yeah. People who say, in this town, it'll be like, yo, that's my boy, where he live. I'm not sure exactly. You know, if you've already been to somebody's house, that's not your friend.
Nice place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but it looked like, his house looked like my house, but it looks like a baby was birthed by his house. You know?
Could he play
similar
again? Could he play today?
Tim.
You think he could?
Tim, we can hardly do radio at our age.
How old is Magic?
Oh, that's a good question because he's much younger than me. He's more your age. He's younger than me.
How old are you? You're in your 40s?
I'm 50.
You're 50?
Yeah, man.
So he's probably 42?
Mid-40s. 43? Somewhere in there.
Yeah. We can probably figure out
still,
how old he is.
He could go to the line and still shoot his foul shots.
Right.
But, you know, I always wanted him to coach more because he has such a wealth of knowledge as this great pro, but I think he gets frustrated. He always got frustrated because I think Jordan and Magic want people to do what they do. You know,
right.
Larry Bird used to get frustrated because Larry wanted people in Indiana to do as he does.
Right.
And God don't let many people do what Larry does.
Right.
You know?
But are they friends, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird?
Very good friends now.
Is that right?
I think the surprise is that Magic and Isaiah ain't tight no more, but of course, not.
Wait,
many
Magic
are
and
tight.
Isaiah are not?
Nah.
They don't see each other anymore. They never hang.
Nah.
What happened there between those two?
I don't know. I haven't heard Magic say the word Isaiah since we was in church one day. You
really?
Know, like a few years ago. He don't, you know, in a biblical sense, he may use Isaiah, but I don't know. I don't really know what happened. I never knew what happened. I just know that there are people he has affection for, you know, Barkley and Jordan, and he loves Bird and respects Bird, and they do things together still as far as old pros who represent the game. But
is Michael Jordan friends with Magic Johnson? Are they good friends?
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah?
They're very cool. You know who Jordan really digs, hangs out with? Ahmad Rashad. And I only bring that up because I want to say to Ahmad, congratulations, because he's going to the Hall of Fame.
From Minnesota?
Yeah, yeah. He's
still
a Viking.
Does he still do those? He's a color commentator, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he has his own. Saturday, he has an NBA show. It's some kind of, like, you know, special little show, Inside NBA or something, right?
Yeah, so, you know, this is the only thing that bothers me of when NBC does these football games is they should have more guys on who have played the game before.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a guy like...
So you don't like Dennis Miller doing your play-by-play?
I don't mind Dennis Miller, but Keith Olbermann?
Oh, Keith.
What? He's on Sunday on sports with that NBC. That guy does, you know, politics all week, and then he does sports. It's like, you know, like Rush Limbaugh when he was with ESPN.
Yeah, and you know, I dig Keith. He's smart. I love him on his show, Countdown. But some people get put out of place. Like, I think Bryant Gumbel is out of place now because he's doing some football on the NFL channel.
Right.
I saw a clip of him, and it was horrible.
Really? I like that guy. And his brother's in the business, too.
Yeah, they're
it?
Both sportscasters, but I bet you might like him. Like, I love his HBO show.
Right. Yeah, it's a great HBO show.
Great show. Great produced show, but unfortunately, I don't think...
Bob Costas is good, too.
He's good.
Yeah. All right, it is 9 o'clock. That must be news, and here is Robin, everybody.
This is worth coming for.
I couldn't believe
I'm
it.
I'm here
live.
For this.
I said my mace. I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but...
Late breaking. From the 97.1 News Desk, here's Robin.
Got a good
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I always step on that line.
This is the closest I'll ever get to the Stern studio.
Yes.
Thank God.
All right. What's in the news, Robin?
Oh, it was quite a week this week. First, Amy Winehouse was in the news again last week when she held a press conference to clear up some rumors about her career and personal life. A1.
A1. All right, here we go. Amy Winehouse.
Miss Winehouse, do the cancellations have to do with illicit drug use or your husband?
No, no.
Miss Winehouse, Meatloaf recently canceled his remaining tour because of a cyst. Are you having similar problems?
No, no, no.
Well, did they try to make you go to rehab?
No, no, no.
Miss Winehouse, can you at least tell us what exciting career moves we can look forward to in your future?
No, no, no.
But I guess it's no.
No, no, no.
All right, anything else in the news,
yes,
Robin?
Yes, Steve Irwin's 8-year-old daughter, Bindi Irwin, is coming out with a hip-hop album set to release in early 2008. And we have a clip of one of Bindi's cover songs on the album, I-42.
All right, Bindi Irwin, and she is the daughter.
The little 8-year-old daughter of Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
Yeah. If I were the Irwin family, I'd hold on to a lot of that crocodile money and not spend it on my 8-year-old daughter's album. That's just me.
I think the girl has a clothesline now.
Is that right?
Girl. Yeah, she has a clothesline now.
And I believe also a workout video.
Oh, boom. Wow. All right.
Kids working out, huh? is it necessary, you think?
You know what? I don't think it is. I think the guy has some dough. But still, you got to save that crocodile money because I'm sure it probably wasn't in the millions, but maybe it was. I don't know. You know. All right. All right, here's the 8-year-old's rap album.
Give it to me now. I'm going to lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toe. And I want to move from the bed down to the floor. And I want to, I make it so good you don't want to leave. But I got to, what's your fantasy? I want to lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toe. And I want to move from the bed down to the floor.
Wow.
And I want to, I make it so good you don't want to leave. But I got to.
8 years old.
What's your fantasy? I want to get you in the Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line when the dirty birds get the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth on the back of the VIP.
Oh, Jesus.
We got to get her in the club. Wow.
Wow. 8 years old, man. Get you down to the floor. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, a judge was suspended last week for arresting some people whose cell phones went off in the middle of a trial.
Is that right?
Indeed it is. We have exclusive audio from the courtroom where the incident occurred. J19763.
The numbers on these cards.
Your Honor, we, the jury, have come to a decision.
All right, we will raise that. Is that someone's cell phone ringing? I'm going to let everyone know now that if your cell phone is ringing, you'll be held in contempt of court. Do you understand? All right, you can go ahead, juror.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Wait a second. Is that banana phone? Hold on. All right, admit to it now, and I won't put you under arrest.
I hump with a condom.
Wait a second.
I hump with a condom.
Another ring. Is that a Tom Likas ringtone?
Peanut butter jelly time.
Hold on. Peanut butter jelly time. This is not allowed in a court of law.
A gay boy wish for a planet full of unicorns.
Unicorn planet? What are you people doing? Listen, and one more cell phone ringing, you will all be under arrest. Is that Wham? Can you turn that up?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Now, can I ask Robin?
Do you have
a
ringtone on your phone?
I used to have Missy Elliott, but right now I just have a straight out ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, I just have mine just rings like everybody else. But see, the problem is that mine rings, and I think, or somebody else's rings, and I think it's mine.
Right, because
yeah.
I have that generic, AT&T.
Way.
Yeah, you know. But I tried it. I wanted to be hipper, and I tried to download a Missy Elliott ring, and I just looked stupid at the theater when she started singing and rapping. You know,
all right.
I got to ask Robin a question.
All right,
the reference to Unicorn Planet.
Yes. One of my favorite webisodes currently on the computer.
My son told me about that, and he's 8.
About what?
It's called Unicorn Planet.
Unicorn Planet.
Yeah, and
heard of
so
that.
My son says, Dad, they say that Tom Cruise is gay, and they paint him pink on Unicorn Planet.
Yes.
Is that right?
And I'm like, I had to explain so much to him.
Because they shouldn't do that for kids.
Well, he slipped up on this thing. I don't know how old he's supposed to be there, but it popped up.
I don't think it's was made for children's programming, but it is quite entertaining for all ages.
Robin's very hip. She knows about everything.
But. Yeah.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin, or is that it?
We have a few more stories for you. Yeah. It's official. Glendora has officially banned smoking in public parks.
Uh-oh.
And we caught up with the first person fined for the new offense, E39.
E39 busted in Glendora for smoking?
Smoking in parks is now officially illegal.
Ah, boom. All right, here we go.
I couldn't believe it. I took my little baby grandson Moisha to the park.
Yes, darling.
It's almost Sunday. We
gotta
light the menorah.
Okay, I'll be there in a second. I'm talking to the reporter. So I'm pushing little Moisha on the little merry-go-round. At which point he's on the far side, and I have a second to light a much-deserved Laramie. And I light up the cigarette, and a nice young man in a very nice blue suit comes up to me with the notepad.
Yes, Solly. No, darling, I have two boxes of vodka mix. It's more than enough. I'm talking to the reporter.
So he writes me a ticket for smoking in the park, which I did not know was against the rules. And he says, it's a new rule in Glendora. I couldn't believe it.
Anna.
Yes, darling.
The wind lost my yarmulke.
Oh, Lord, let's go find your yarmulke, darling. Come on.
There she goes, smoking in Glendora. All right, anything, that's it. Right, Robin?
Just a few more stories.
All right.
Austin, Texas has lost one of its premier radio stations last week. The 24-hour Michael Bolton station has flipped formats, but we have some exclusive
audio.
Didn't work
out, huh?
Did not work out as planned. We have some exclusive audio from Bolton 106, B81.
All right, B81.
So that's the cart number?
We
got to
throw the cart in, yeah.
Okay.
But you, Michael Bolton, you heard about this in Texas. He had a radio station that is dedicated to Michael Bolton's songs 24 hours a day. And from what I understand, it went out of business.
Went bankrupt.
All right, here is Michael Bolton's, I guess, the final day or a soundbite of the station.
KBLN Austin, Texas. All Bolton, all the time. Bolton 106 FM.
Bolton 106 is KBLN. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Skip Church. We're playing nothing but the hits, and they're all Michael Bolton hits. I love Michael Bolton. Saw my first Bolton concert when I was 27, and I'll never forget him approaching the microphone and singing this one. It's called Steel Bars at Bolton 106. Civil Mobile. Bolton 106 is KBLN. How you doing, everybody? It's the No Repeat Midday. This is Michael Bolton on Bolton FM.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we start over when the fighting never ends, baby?
Bolton 106, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Skip Church, and we're doing special dedications this afternoon. This is How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? From Chad in Austin to Marcia, it's Michael Bolton, everybody.
Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you? Now that I've been loving you,
I like this station.
So yeah, I do too, but I could see how it could run a little thin. All right, we just Magic Johnson's 48 years old, so about 4 years older than I am.
Yeah, I should have known that.
48.
Why do you have me here if I don't know stuff like that? You know,
well, you don't ask him how old he is. You just hang with the guy. When's the last time you hung out?
Shaq wears a size 22.
Shaq is how old?
Oh, I don't know. Shaq don't even live in L.A.
Yeah, how old do you think he is?
I would guess at this point he's 31.
35.
35.
He's getting up there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And the other Magic. Oh, you know when I hung out with Magic. Remember I called you, or I emailed you, because we were having the thing for Barry?
Right.
Yeah, we were
He was there that night?
Yeah, Magic actually hosted the whole party.
It was a big birthday party.
Black people party, people in the party get mics,
right.
and you have a host, and you know it's a whole, you have to go with me.
I'd love to.
What, would you go to a Diddy party where you have to wear all white?
Again?
I forget. Okay, would you go to AC Green's house?
Absolutely. when I go to AC Green's for a pancake breakfast.
I keep throwing stuff at you until we find something you haven't done with me.
AC Green, he still hasn't gotten any tail, huh? Wasn't it AC Green?
He was a virgin.
Yeah.
He
was a virgin in the NBA.
Yeah. That's deep.
That's weird.
That's deep because I've seen guys have sex on the bench. You know, so to be in the NBA and be a virgin, that's a task.
Is he still a virgin?
Yes, but you know what?
Wait, AC Green is still a virgin.
He's still a virgin, but
how old is he?
Wait, he might be married now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which makes it even crazier that he's still a virgin.
Wow. You know? That is some self-control,
but
man.
I'll tell you something about AC Green. It was based on his religious beliefs.
Well, whatever it's based on, you know, I mean, he was making some really tough decisions every night.
Yes, he was.
You know, I mean, he had James Worthy on his team.
Yeah, and James is on the phone saying, can I order one for you, man? I'm ordered. No, not no pizza. I'm ordering the hose, man. Can I order one for you? Somebody tap AC. He's praying over there behind the truck. Tap AC. Tell him I'm ordering the hose.
Yeah, the Houston ones, right?
Yeah.
Is that where he got nailed?
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else in the news there, Robin?
Yes, a woman who was offended when she turned down the job for department. Excuse me, when she was turned down for the job of department store Santa,
right.
Got the Fair Job Board involved in her equality crusade.
Oh.
A new campaign of public service announcements are set to air next week, and we have exclusive clips of that. S52.
S52. Here we go.
Kimball, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the department store Santa job. My name is Juan Hernandez.
The position's been taken.
Who's gone?
Hello, Kimball, how can I help you?
Yes, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I'm calling about the department store Santa job. Is that still available?
The position's been filled.
But I just saw now in the paper.
It's been filled. Hello, Kimball, how can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the department store Santa job. Is that still available?
It's not available.
It's not available now.
Hello, Gimbals, how can I help you?
I'm in a wheelchair.
It's gone. Hello, Gimbals, how can I help you?
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the department store Santa job. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? Ooh, I'd love to come down for an interview. What time can I come in?
Santa discrimination is wrong. If you think you've been a victim because of race, color, sex, religion, national origin, or family status, give us a call. Santa discrimination. It's not an option. It's the law.
There you go. All right, anything else in the news, Robin? There's still
yes.
more news.
Oh,
huh?
It's quite a week this week. The Excused Absence Network was bogged down with calls the past few days, handing out forged excuse notes for people unable to go to work for various reasons. And we have audio of some of the calls received by the Absence Network this week. E52.
E52, guys calling up and getting an absence excuse, right?
Yes.
That's right, huh, Robin?
That's
all right.
Right.
Here we go. All right, people.
Hi, this is Joanna with the Excused Absence Network. How can I help you today?
Hi, this is Jerry Wachowski from the Conway and Whitman Show. I'm going to go to Vegas tomorrow, and I don't feel like going into work tonight. What would you recommend for a good excuse?
Well, that's a good question, sir. You're a first-time caller, yes?
Yeah, can I just say I'm sick?
Well, unfortunately, you don't sound sick, so that might be a problem.
Joanna, goddammit, just give me an excuse.
Sir, I'm sorry, there's a whole stack of forms I actually need to have you fill out before we can begin this process.
Goddammit, just shut the f*** and give me an excuse.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to lower your voice. Do you talk to everyone like this? Do you talk to your managers like this?
Just give me a f***ing excuse!
Sir, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Excuse me. Hi, this is Joanna with the Excused Absence Network. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Brian Whitman.
Oh, hello, Mr. Whitman. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not really supposed to call in sick to the station anymore, but I got to get out tonight. I'm done with this effing Timmy, man.
Well, sir, unfortunately, as we've discussed before, you are out of excuses with our network.
You got to have something for me.
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm checking all of the papers I have right here, and every single thing is checkmarked. I think you're just going to have to level with them, unfortunately.
Nah, come on. I call you guys all the time. You got to give me something. I'm your best customer. Give me something.
Sir, we even have...
Can I say my dog's sick?
No, we've dog's sick. We have that checked already. We've used that in 2005, 2006, and apparently at the beginning of 2007.
Yes. Come on, dog's
you gotta have
dizzy.
Something for me.
Sir, I'm sorry. Everything's been checkmarked. I think you're just going to have to talk to them. I mean, you know, you're there more than you're not, right?
Of course I'm there more than I'm not.
Well, then I think you're just going to have to speak with them about that. Thank you, sir.
No, you just don't want to talk to me, don't you? You done with me?
Yeah.
Hello?
All right, there he goes. Anything else? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What would I be doing if every now and then he didn't have diarrhea? You know, I mean, that's how I got
that's
to know
true.
You, man.
That is absolutely true. We've gotten to know each other pretty well over his bad lower GI.
There you go.
Right. All right. What else we got there, Robin?
Well, finally, with the enormous success of the Danny Bonaducci Life Coach series, CBS Mobile is launching a new series with another famous CBS employee.
Is that right?
Yes, and we have exclusive clips for you right now. L60.
L60, a brand new animation series from CBS Radio. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Woo-wee. Like us, man. 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 Da 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 da. Like us, man.
At a small, intimate table at Lola's in West Hollywood.
So what do you feel like ordering?
What do you think, idiot? The surf and turf.
The surf and turf. That's a 43.50. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God, it's Lycus Man!
What are you doing?
Well, I'm on a date, Tom.
43.50.
But, Tom, what can
are
I do?
Are you for real?
She ordered it. What can I do, Tom?
You tell that bitch to eat breadsticks.
Eat breadsticks, you bitch!
And who do you think you are, you whore? Surf and turf on a first date. Unbelievable. Have you put out?
Well, not yet, but...
Here you go, dear. As for you, my flaccid little friend, go find somebody else to date and keep it under $40. I... am Lycus Man. Up, up, and away. Whoa. Try that again. Up, up, and away. Oh, I sure knew nobody saw that. Here we go. Up, up, and away! Da 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 da! Like a smile!
All right.
I thought Chris Rock was mean. Wow. I'm glad Whitman's not here because he'd get blamed for that.
Yes, he absolutely would. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
No, that's what was happening.
All right, and that's the news with Robin, everybody.
Robin,
a lot of news.
With the news.
All right, folks, it is the Conway Whitman Show, and our sitting hall is sitting in for Brian Whitman. We thank you for doing that around the holidays. I know you're a very busy guy.
Yeah, right.
And usually on a Friday, you're probably out.
Miss Universe is waiting for me.
Or Miss USA, the Miss California. Is not a Miss California
now?
Anymore. Did you see that they took the crown away from Miss California? Gave it to somebody else?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like Miss somebody won, and then they gave it to Miss Baker, and then she...
I did read that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they gave it, I believe they're going to give it to Miss Woodland Hills.
Yeah, and that...
They took it away from her after they gave it to her, man. Because they said the vote wasn't right. How about that?
But you know what? It does say that there are finer women in our neighborhood now. Miss Woodland Hills.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, gang. It is the Conway Whitman Show. Arsenio Hall sitting in for Brian Whitman. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.